This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. New Mexico's next governor will inherit the task of turning around a struggling public education system. This year, a judge ruled the state is violating the constitutional rights of at-risk students and must make changes to give everyone an adequate education. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton spoke with Cheryl Trail for our Voices Behind the Vote series. They stepped outside her Albuquerque office and around some construction sites. Trail is a longtime state employee who has a daughter with a disability. She says she's undecided about her choice for governor, but she's hoping for anything better than the status quo.
Today was crazy, so I usually take my daughter to school. She's off, so I had to bring her all the way down to daycare. And then I went back up, had a parent-teacher conference, and came back down. And then now I'm headed to daycare again with my mom, so she can pick up my daughter. That kind of day usually happens a lot. I have a child with autism who just turned 11. When my daughter was first diagnosed, which is 18 months old, I thought, hey, we're ahead of the game. But there wasn't a lot of services that just were handed down to you. So we really had to work hard to get everything we have in place today. I have Medicaid now because I'm now a single parent. So when I was married, it was very tough. The state's insurance didn't cover anything for autism. At the beginning, it was kind of like, are we going to pay our mortgage? Or are we going to pay a therapy? So that was difficult on a marriage, as you can imagine. Without Medicaid, I don't know what I would do. Unfortunately, she went to 3 elementaries. We had some issues. She's at Mark Twain, which has been really good for her. I feel like she's safe and seems like she's happy. So those things are very important. Because at the end of the day, we put our trust into the system to care for our child, who is, for the most part, nonverbal. So kind of worry about that stuff a little bit. All we can do is pray and hope that all goes well and we don't have any issues. So, oh, Amaya's so quirky. She's so funny. God, I get so emotional when I talk about her. She's funny. She's usually very happy-go-lucky, very detailed of everything she looks at, you know. She's just a very special child, and I feel very lucky to be her mom. Very lucky. And here we are again. Yeah, I pretty much grew up here, went to high school here. You know, I've always been, you know, either this party or that party, right? Because my mom's from New Mexico, so, you know, of course she's a Democrat inside and out. And, of course, my dad was from the South, so he's Republican, so it's kind of crazy. But, you know, more and more here, it's important to me that we get somebody who knows and cares about special education. I've really been more focused on the governor. I mean, they are over all state agencies. PED, HED, you know, it comes from the top. So I don't know right now, but I'll make some decision when it gets time. I'll have to, right? You know, I don't know if you know what FAPE is, but it's free and appropriate public education. It's the law here. And every child deserves that, no matter what, disability, etc. So just making sure that my child gets that.
That was Cheryl Trail speaking with KUNM's Hannah Colton in a construction zone outside her office. To hear more from our Voices Behind the Vote series, go to KUNM.org.